We are holding on Samach Tes Amar Aleph. Alright, so the Gemara is asking Munbaz. Munbaz said that when you have a situation where you are a shoygeg, so even if there is some das in there, even if you knew at the time of the crime something about the crime, like you knew you were doing something wrong, nevertheless, it is still considered a shoygeg. And that is Munbaz's chiddush, that even if you are a shoygeg on the carbon, meaning you know what you're doing is wrong, you just don't know that it's so wrong that the Torah is mechayev you a carbon, you're still considered a shoygeg and you have to bring a carbon. V'rabbanan, shigigas carbon loishma shigiga. Sorry, that's not enough of a reason to be considered a shoygeg. V'rabbanan shigiga b'mai. So what type of shoygeg is considered a shoygeg? In other words, according to the Rabbanan, you have to be a complete accident? Like, how deep of an accident has got to be? What happens if you know it's wrong? You just don't even realize that it's karius or whatever. Like, how deep does the accident have to be? Rabbanan shigiga b'mai. Rabbi Yechanan amar, kevan sheshogeg b'karius, af al pi shehezid b'lav. Rabbi Yechanan says that, no, even if you know what you're doing is wrong, even according to the Rabbanan who argue on Munbaz, and Munbaz says that even if you have a small mistake, you don't know that it's chayav a carbon, you're still considered a shoygeg. The Rabbanan argue on that, but they agree in some ways. They agree that even if you know it's a lav, but you don't know that it's chayav kares, nevertheless, that's still considered a shoygeg. That's what they hold. That even if you know that it's a lav, so you, again, same as yesterday, you know you're doing something wrong, you're getting pulled over, you know, you just don't realize how wrong and how bad of the thing is. That is considered a shaygig. However, Reish Lakish says no. You have to totally think that you're doing that you're a shaygig. So Reish Lakish Amar ad sheyishgig b'lav v'karis, until you make a mistake in both the lav and the karis. Meaning, even according to the Rabbanan, you have to think that you're doing something right or permissible. You can't know that you're violating a lav at all. If you know that you're violating a lav, albeit you don't realize the severity of the lav, it is not considered a shegig. Amar Rava, my time at the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. What is the reasoning for Reish Lakish? Amar Krakas, the pasuk says, Asher lo yisayah sendava oshem. It says Asher, that you should not do it and you sin. This is the pasuk that talks about shogos. And it says, Asher lo yisayah sena. And it's mashma the lav itself, the oshem. Until you make a mistake, until the shaking is in both the lav and the kares. Rabbi Yechanan, okay, so the Rabbi Yechanan Gemara turns to Rabbi Yechanan and says, what do you do with this pasuk of Reish Lakish? I called Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish my ovidlei. What do you do with it? Says the Gemara, mi bo'ile, you need it for the following brisa. L'kidetanya me'am ha'aretz. It says in the pasuk, and this is the Tanakhama talking, we're not yet using that pasuk. Me'am ha'aretz. What do you do from the pasuk of Me'am Aretz? Again, this is another pasuk that talks about sinning b'shoigeg. And it says, v'im nefesh achas techete b'shgoga me'am ha'aretz. If a person sins from the people, what does from the people mean? Meaning, not all sinners are going to be chayav a carbon. Why not? Which sinners are excluded from being chayav a carbon? Prat l'mumer. This excludes a mumer, somebody off the derech, a guy who's off the derech, and he also makes a mistake. But if you told him about the mistake, he'd be like, I don't care. Like, a guy is off the derech, and he's eating chalev at McDonald's. Now, he doesn't know that he's eating something treif. He thinks that Baruch's Burgers is actually a kosher store. So you run over to him, and you tell him, or you didn't, because, but he's eating at this place called Baruch's Burgers, which is a treif place, thinking that it's kosher, but not really caring, because he's off the derech anyways. In such a case, if you were to tell him, hey, buddy, it's not kosher, he'll be like, really? That's so weird. What a funny name. But he'll keep chomping. So that is a type of person, it's called a mumer, and he, even though he is making a mistake, is not chayv to bring a carbon. Rabbi Shimon, that's what the Tanakhama learns from Me Amaretz, because not all people have to bring it. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Amar, no, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Asher lo yaseinu v'ashem. This pasuk that Hashav mi yidiyasei mevi carbon. Only if the only people who have to bring a carbon is somebody who, if had he been told that he's doing something wrong, he would have stopped. So v'loishav, that's who has to bring a carbon. That's who has to bring a carbon. Hashav mi yidiyasei, somebody who would have stopped, he would have returned mi yidiyasei from knowing that he's doing something wrong. He has to bring a carbon al shikigasei and his mistakes. But loishav mi yidiyasei, but if he would not have to return from doing something wrong from mi yidiyasei by informing him that he's doing something wrong, ein mevi carbon al shikigasei. Now we have to add in a caveat to this because we're now saying this is Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. So we have to add in a point over here, and then an important point that it, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Lamaisa, even if you were to tell, he knows that he's doing something wrong. He knows that he's violating a law, and afal pika, and he's doing it because Teretz says no, it's only a law. That's the way some people's attitudes are. But if you were to tell him, no, this is a really serious law, this is a kares, then he would stop. That's also considered a shaykik. All right. Tanan, avos melachos abarim chaser achas. It says in an upcoming Mishnah there are 49, there are 39, 40 melachos, 39 melachos, 40 minus 1. So there's 39 melachos in Hilchos Shabbos. And the Gemara says, why do you need to count them? Baruch Hashem, we're able to count. The Mishnah itself lists off 39, and we can count to 39. So why do we need a count? That's the Gemara's kasha. Alvis melachas arbaim chasachas, there are 40, which is 39, melachas. And the Gemara asks, minyan alamali, why do we need to count? Thank you very much. To teach you that if you do all of them, behelam echad, in one act of forgetfulness, your chayev all 39. So now, questions to Gemara. What's the case? The only case could be that you know that it's Shabbos. That's the only explanation. You know that it's Shabbos, and you just forgot all 39 malachas. Because if you forgot Shabbos, then we said earlier you're only chayev for once. So mishkachas la bezodim Shabbos v'shigigas malachas. So says the Gemara, Bishlama l'Rabbi Yochanan da Omar. According to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Kevin Shishaga Bikari Safa. The Gemara's question in a nutshell is as follows, and then we'll see it inside. How is it possible to forget 39 malachas and still know about Shabbos? What do you know? You forgot all 39 malachas. So, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that you, if you remember the lav and you forget the severity of it, the kares, that's still called a shoygeg. So you know all about Shabbos. You know that it's asa to do chayrish zareya kaitzim amar dash zareber. You know all those things. It's just you don't realize the severity of it. So that's a simple answer. So Bishlama says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kevin Sheshagig Bekaris, once you're shaking the Karis, Afal Bisha Hizib Belav, even though you know you're doing an Avera, Mishkachas, you can easily find this case, Kigoin, the Yadal Shabbos, Bela Shabbos Belav. You know that there's a Shabbos, at least with the Lav, you know that it's Usr. El Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Amar Achishkik Belav, Ubekaris, but according to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, who says that the only time it's Usr is if it's a Lav and a Karis, the Yadal Shabbos Bemai. What does it mean you know about Shabbos? So I'm just thinking out loud that why can't we say, okay, so first of all, I see Tosfos asks Akasha that you know about Shabbos, that it's a day of rest. Okay, so you don't know it's a day of rest, but you know that it's a Zohar, that you know you have to make Kiddush, you have to go to shul and have herring and things like that. Like, you know that's what Shabbos is. That I see Tosfos asks. But I'm thinking even if a different Akasha, which it's a bit better, I feel. I know all the toldos. I forget the 39 avos, but I know I'm not allowed to squeeze a grape because of dosh. Now, I forget dosh, but I know I can't squeeze grapes. And I know about Haishata, or I know all about the Zrika, all the toldos of Haitzah. Why can't we say that? I know all the toldos, and I make 39 mistakes. In the office. think it's a much darker kasha. All right, tzarech yin. So says the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. The yada betchumen va'aliv de Rabbi Akiva. You know the halacha of tchumen. The halacha is of that it's us to go out of the tchum according to Rabbi Akiva that holds that it's the araisa. Man tana lahad, but it's not one of the 39 malachas. Man tana lahad the tana rabbanan, who is the tana of the following braisa shagig bezeh ubezeh. If somebody makes a mistake in both the lav and the kares, zehu shagig amar b'tera. That's the classic shagig in the Torah. Hezid bezeh ubezeh. If you're mazed in both, zuhi mazed to amar b'tera. That's the classic mazed. Shagig b'shabbos vehezid b'malachas. If somebody makes a mistake in hilchas Shabbos in the Shabbos. But he makes he does the malachas on purpose. Oy shagig b'malachas v'hezid b'shabbos. Oy sh'amar yoydeya anisha malachas u'asura. Or he says, I know that this malach is aser. I know what I'm doing is wrong, but no, it's not so bad. Avil eni yodei shechayavan alav that shechayavan alav carbon, but I don't know that I'm chayav a carbon in it. In such a case, you're still chayav a carbon. Now this is the highest level of shagig, meaning the closest to mezid that you can get. And nevertheless, you still chayav a carbon. Whose opinion is that? That is Kiman Kimunbaz. That is like the opinion of Munbaz. Amar Abaye says, Hakol Moidim, everybody agrees that Beshvuas Bitoy, and the halacha is Beshvuas Bitoy, if somebody says an oath, a false oath, he says, I swear I will eat today, and he doesn't eat, or vice versa, he's chayev a carbon. He's chayev a carbon. Now, this is a very unusual malacha that you're chayev a carbon. Because generally you're only chayav a carbon for kareses. Here is a plain old lav, shavua. And nevertheless you're chayav a carbon. It's called the shavua's bitui, an oath of utterance. And you're chayav for breaking it a carbon. Says Abaye, Amar Abaye, Hakol moidim, everybody agrees, b'shavua's bitui, that with regards to shavua's bitui, she'ein chayav an alea carbon, that you're not chayav a carbon ad sheyishkug belav sheba, until you make a mistake in the actual lav. In other words, you think what you're doing is mutter. You think that it's not a problem to tell a lie. You know that it's not a nice thing, but like it's midas taivas. Like, you know, who doesn't get angry? Fine, so I told a false oath also, okay. You don't realize that it's an actual isur d'oraisa. Hakom, so said, but you have to be able to, you have to be a shoygig entirely. Says the Gemara, Hakom Moidim. What do you mean? Everybody agrees. Who are you talking about? You must be talking about Rabbi Yechanan. Man, Rabbi Yechanan. So what did Rabbi Yechanan say? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan said that if you're violating Shabbos and you do a malach, you mow the lawn on Shabbos. Rabbi Yechanan says that even if you know what you're doing is wrong, but you don't realize how wrong it is. You don't realize that it's chayav akares, then you're still called a shoygeik. But, says the Gemara, of course he's moida over here, because there is no kares here. So what exactly do you want? What's the chiddush that you're telling me that Rabbi Yechanan is moida to over here? There's no chiddush. Pshita, says the Gemara, kika amar Rabbi Yechanan hecha te'ika kares. Rabbi Yechanan only said his halacha that you know it's wrong, where you could say, I know it's wrong, I just don't realize the extent. Aval hacha, deleka kares. In this case, where there is no kares, loy. It doesn't make sense to say that, it doesn't make sense to say anything more than, of course, you have to be a shaykeg. Answers to Gemara, salkadai dechamina, hoil v'chayev korban chidishu. Since this carbon is a big chiddush, like we said, the bechala Torah kula le'ashkechon lav demaisi alei carbon. Nowhere else in the Torah do we find a lav that you have to bring a carbon, right? Usually you need a kares to bring a carbon, like Shabbos, Nida, things like that. V'hacha, and in this case, maisi. Even though it's a regular plain old lav, you still have to bring a carbon. So I would think, says the Gemara, that perhaps kishagak b'carbon nami lechayev, that even if you make a mistake in the carbon. In other words, maybe, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan would be moided to Munbaz over here. Remember, there was one level higher than Rabbi Yechanan, and that is, you know that it's Aser, and I know it's Kares. I know I'm giving up my Olam Haba here. I'm still going ahead and doing it. I just don't realize that I'm also Chayav a carbon, says Munbaz, that's also called a Shegeik. Until you do the crime fully knowledgeable of what you're doing, you're called a Shegeik. I think there are those that want to say that nowadays everything's a shaykik, because we don't realize the extent of how big the averas are. Like, we don't know what it means to bring a carbon and things like that. So I think some people say that, but so lo ashkechan lav de ma'isi le carbon v'hachan over here ma'isi you do bring. So kishugig be carbon nami lechayev. So if you make a mistake in a carbon, you should also be chayev. Perhaps Rabbi Yochanan would be moided to munbaz over here. That's what Abaye's chiddush is. Kamash melon that no, you're not moided to munbaz. Meisvei frekli gemara kasher zehu shigig hashvuas bitoy l'sha'avar. What is a situation? What is a case of somebody who makes a oath? A shvuas bitoy l'sha'avar. In other words, there's two types of shvuas bitoys you can make. You can make a future one. I will eat today, and then you have to abide by your oath. Or I will not eat today, and then you again have to abide by your oath. Or you can make a past tense one. I ate today, and either you're telling a lie or you're not. Or I didn't eat today. So the question is the Gemara: how is it possible to make a mistake, to make a shoygeg on your on a past tense shvua? Because lahaba, a future tense shvua, you could say very easily. You can make a shvua, I swear I will not eat today, and you forgot the shvua and you ate. Okay, that's a mistake. But how is it possible to make a past tense shvua? You could say I ate and he really didn't eat. If you're mistaken about that, you forgot that you ate, and then you're like, I swear I didn't eat today, and somebody's like, hello, don't you remember? I gave you that bag of chocolate and you ate it. You're like, oh man, you're right, I did. So if you forgot, that is called, he's not chayav a carbon on that. Because the Gemara in Shavuos says that's called an oynes. When I made the Shavuos, I thought I was telling the truth. I didn't realize, it's not a mistake. So LMI, how do you make a mistake, Lisha Avar?
Isn't that like testifying falsely under oath?
What do you mean?
Well, if you are giving aid to us, you have to make a shvua, don't you?
Well, yes. Well, this is not like shvua or aidus. This is a regular oath. I swear I didn't sleep last night. I swear I did.
So there's a distinction between saying that just stam versus in front of Beis Din?
Yeah. There's a lot, there are different rules between this and Shavuos Eidus, yeah. But even still, I mean, Shavuos Eidus might have, specifically with regards to this, it might be similar, Dinim. But there's definitely different rules.
Because if someone, he was giving Eidus, and then he was mistaken, he thought he saw something and he didn't. Would the same concept you're applying?
I think so. He thought that he saw something. I mean, are you talking about testifying falsely, or are you talking about an oath? There's such a thing called a shvuas edus, which means I swear what I'm saying is true. That's the oath. Then there's another whole concept called testifying falsely, which is, you know, you cause somebody to be incriminated falsely or whatever. I'm saying that's a whole different parsha. But then there's the oath of Shavuos Eidus. There's something called Shavuos Eidus. That's the Masech of Shavuos. It happens to be, it's different than Shavuos Bitoy. It has different rules than Shavuos Bitoy. But with regards to this, they probably have similar dinim. Then there's something called Stam testifying falsely. That's in Masech of Sanhedrin. You know, that's a whole different parsha. So what's the case of a Shavuos Bitoy, a past tense Shavuos Bitoy? She'im, that if Omar Yodea ani shvuah zu asura, I know that what I'm doing is wrong, but I don't know if I'm chayev a carbon. Halacha is you're chayev. So we see not like Abaye. We see that if a person says, I know what I'm doing is wrong, I know it's an issur d'oraisa, I don't care, but he doesn't realize that he's chayev a carbon. He doesn't realize the extent of it. He's still chayev a carbon. It's still considered a shaygig. So what do we see? We see not like Abaye. Well, answer the bayah. How many munbazi? That's not a chiddush. That's munbaz. Alternatively, there's another version. Lishna chrina money. Ilem a munbaz. If it's munbaz, pshita. Well, of course, ashta b'chol atara. Everywhere else, the lav chiddushu. Amar shikigas carbon shema shikigahacha. The chiddushu like all shikain. Certainly over here, Munbaz would say that a shikigas carbon is considered a shikigas. So what's the chiddush? Elalav rabbanani and tiyufta de abaya tiyufta. So it's two versions in the Gemara whether or not Abaya agreed to the question or not. V'amar Abaya, another halacha, hakol moedim betruma. With regards to the halachas of truma, she'ein chayavan alei achaymesh. Now, the halacha is that if a person eats truma, and by mistake, he's got to pay the kohen back plus one-fifth of what he ate. So if he ate $20 worth of food, he's got to pay back $25. Yes, I know it's an added fifth, but it's an added fifth of the final price. So it's $25, really an added fourth, basically. So now that halacha is only if it was a shoygig. Comments Abaye. In that case, the shoygig also has to be a full bona fide shoygig. You have to not know that you're doing an avera. Says the Gemara, Hakol Moedim again. What do you mean everybody agrees? Obviously, again, you refer to Rabbi Yechanan. My Rabbi Yechanan, Pshita, of course. Kikam Rabbi Yechanan, Eichad Ika Karis. Rabbi Yechanan only said his halacha when there was Karis. Ha'eichad, the like a Karis loy? Where there's no Karis, he didn't say it. And then answers the Gemara, Mahu, the same. Well, says the Gemara, there is a chiddush over here. Because you're right, there's no Karis by eating Truma, but there is Misa B'dei Shemayim. And what would be if a person says, I know what I'm doing is wrong. I just don't know the extent. I don't know that it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. What's the halacha over there? And therefore, if you make a shogeg in the Misa, you're also going to be chayev. Kamash Milan, that no. Now, here's a chiddush taka. What's taka the pshat? Why, if a person is violates Shabbos, knowing that it's usur but not knowing kares, he's considered a shogeg. But if he violates truma, knowing that it's usur but not knowing that it's misa, it's not considered a shogeg. Yesh la'ayin, what's taka pshat? Why not? And Kamash Milan says to Gemara that it's not a chiddush. But Rava taka argues, Rava amar misa b'makam kares emedis, v'chemish b'makam karben kai. No, Rava Daka disagrees with Abaye, and he says that indeed the Misa is B'makim Karis. And I take you have to know what Pshat and Abaye is. All right. Amar of Huna, Hayim Mahalech B'midbar. Ah, Sugya, Shemaka Sugya. If a person is going in the desert, Ve'eini Yedeya Eimasai Shabbos, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, he's in the desert, he's all by himself. And he lost track of the days. Now, what should he do? So this is a machlekes. It's a case of, you know, you're flying on a plane. Plane lands in the middle of the Pacific on a desert island, or at least make it fun, a tropical island. It's beautiful until you realize that it's full of atomic energy. And then you are... you go ahead and you totally don't have the days of Shabbos. So what do you do? Meina shisha yomim umishamer yom echad. You count 6 days and you keep one day. In other words, you say, okay, listen, I don't know what today is. I'm going to say today is Sunday. And then you do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then you count the seventh day. Chiyah barav amar mishamer yom echad v'meina shisha. No, you start with Shabbos. Today is Shabbos and then you count 6 days. But my kamefligi, what's the machlekes? Mar saver kibri asri shel oilam, mu mar saver kadam arishin. The first man the Amar holds that you treat the world as if it's starting again anew, which started on Sunday. And the second man the Amar holds, no. You treat the world as Adam Harishin started the world. And he started Friday right before Shabbos. So the first day that he's going to count, which sounds like the next day. I guess if you wake up and you're washed ashore on some island somewhere, and I guess you have to assume that's Friday, and the next night will be Shabbos. May questions to Gemara. Hayim ahalach b'derech v'eni yedei emasai Shabbos. A person's going on the way and he loses track of the days. Mishamar yom echad l'shisha. You keep one day l'shisha. What does that mean? My lav moina shisha. Does that not mean that you count 6 days and then you keep one day? Mishamar yom echad. And the Gemara says loy. The other man, the Amar, will say, no, what it means is it means you count one and then six. Frank, the Gemara, why doesn't the price say that then? Count one and keep six. One, six. Why does it say, Mishamar Yemechad L'shisha? And also, second of all, I have another Mephorish Abraisa like the first man, the Omer. Tanya, I am Alech Baderech, I am Midbar, V'eni Dei, I must have Mishabas, Moina Shisha, Mishamar Yemechad. Tiyufta, the Ruchi Barav, Tiyufta. So, we take a Paskin. That you count six and you keep one. Amar Rava, heavily qualified. B'chol yayim v'yayim, oysu lo'i k'dei parnasasai. Every day you're only allowed to work. Every day is a Suffolk Shabbos. So you're only allowed to work on that day the amount that you need to survive. It says the Gemara, except from that day, except from that day that you're keeping a Shabbos, and that day you can't do anything. Says the Gemara, well, 1 second. If every day you're only doing the amount that you need to live, so then what are you doing on that day then? You should, what are you going to do? You're just going to die? Bahu yayim lemos, you should die. Says the Gemara, no. On the Friday, you should do twice. The Ovid may ask most day parnasas. The previous day, you should cut down two trees or whatever. In fact, the Gemara, well, one second. It's a Suffolk the previous day also. Aviva, you're concerned that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is Shabbos. So then, what gives you the right license to go ahead and Friday cut down two trees? V'dilma may ask most Shabbos avayim. Ella says the Gemara, kol yoyim v'yoyim oizalei parnasasai. Every single day, you're only allowed to work. You're only allowed to do the amount of your parnasa, the amount that you need to survive. Tosis points out, but you're allowed to walk as far as you want. Otherwise, you'll be stuck there forever. You'll never. Every day, you'll be limited to 2,000 amas. It'll be insane. So. Even that day. So that day questions the Gemara. So what does it mean to keep that day Shabbos? If every day you're only allowed to do the bare minimum, so then what does that mean that day is special? Says the Gemara, that day is special with Kiddush and Havdalah. With Kiddush and Havdalah. Amar Rava, if you recognize at least one day, you know, you're like, hey, listen, this is the third day that I'm traveling. That I know for sure. Because I remember the first day the lions attacked. The second day everybody else in my caravan died. And now it's the third day. So I know that I am on day three. Now I don't remember when I left. So here the Gemara says, fine. You don't remember when you left. But I'll tell you one thing. You didn't leave on Shabbos. So therefore, you can make a cheshbon that day is a day that's certainly not Shabbos. That day you could do malacha, the full malacha, because you know for sure 2 days ago wasn't Shabbos. So therefore, count from 2 days then on. In other words, in 5 days, you can assume that it's the same day as whatever it was 2 days ago. Says the Gemara, Pshita, well, of course. What's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Mahu, the same I would have thought. Came in the Shabbos Leinofik. Since you wouldn't have left on Shabbos. B'malah Shabbos Inami Leinofik, you wouldn't have left on Erev Shabbos also. V'hai, and this person, Inami B'chamisha B'Shabbos Leinofik, even if it's true that 2 days ago was Friday. It was Thursday, then you could also assume that yesterday was Friday. Lishtaru Leilam Yavin Malacha, Treyayimah, we should allow you to do to Malacha 2 days. Kamash Malah, no, it's not Muchach. Sometimes people take a leave on Friday. The one thing we know is you didn't leave on Shabbos, but maybe you left on Friday. Zimne de Mishkach, Sheyarata, Umikri Nafik. Sometimes you'll find a caravan leaving right Erev Shabbos and you'll leave with them. Continues the Gemara, Hayadea Ikri Shabbos. A guy knows that it's Shabbos. Menohani Milei. We're going back to the Mishnah. If a person knows that it's Shabbos, and the Mishnah gave three different categories, how do we know that it's possible to do a bunch of Chilul Shabboses and be chayav only once, or to do a bunch of Chilul Shabboses and be chayav a bunch of times? Where's the Chiluk? There's two different psukim. It says, V'shamer b'nei Yisrael says Shabbos, and it's which is V'shamru es ha-Shabbos. So it's mashma, one Shmira for many Shabboses. V'shamru es ha-Shabbos. Well, the Gemara is going to switch that, but what's the Hava Mina? 1 second. Dikra kama chada Shabbosu. The first Pasuk Rashi says is one Shabbos, and So there's two psukim over here, says the Gemara. There's v'shamer b'nei Yisrael es Shabbos, and there's another pasuk v'chsev es shabsoisai tishmeru. One pasuk is mashma that you're chayiv for many crimes one time, And one pasuk is mashma that you're chayev for one for many crimes just one time. So one pasuk is mashma many times. One pasuk is mashma one time. So haketzad v'shamer b'nei Yisrael as the Shabbos is mashma shmira achas, one shmira for many Shabbosos. The Gemara is going to switch that. It sounds like one Shabbos. That's mashma that each it's mashma as an individual Shabbos. So you're chayav on every Shabbos. The Shabbos Tishmeru is shmira achas the Shabbos is harbe. It's mashma one shmira for many Shabbosos. So basically, in a nutshell, what's happening here is the Gemara is proving that it's possible to violate Shabbos in a manner that you'd be chayiv for each and every Shabbos, and it's possible that you'll violate Shabbos in a manner that you're chayiv one time for everything. So how do we determine what's what? That the Chachamim decided, okay, a guy who violates Shabbos because he's a tinik shenishba or whatever, he's chayiv one time for many Shabbosos. And the other guy, and the guy who knows about Shabbos, but he forgets every week, he's chayiv for each and every Shabbos. So that's, the Chachamim just attributed what they felt was pshat in the two psukim. We don't see anything in the two psukim more leaning to this way than that way. All we see that there are two psukim, and the Chachamim apply what they felt was us over here. The Chachamim apply what they felt was usher. What they felt applied here, they applied it here, and what they felt applied there, applied there. So I'm just going to read these Rashi's. The Krak Kama Chad Shabbos. The first pasuk V'Shamar Neisalas Shabbos is Mashma one Shabbos, and it's one Shabbos. It's one Shmira. So therefore, at that point, the Gemara says one Shmira per Shabbos. So it's one carbon per Shabbos. And the second one, it says as Shabsoisai, all my Shabbosais, which is Mashma a whole bunch. That's the first Manda Amar. The second Manda Amar says no. V'Shamar Neisalas Shabbos is Mashma one Shabbos. Oh, so actually, I said over the second one. Number first. Let's go back. The Kor Kama is Chad LeShabbosu. The Chashiv Mashma She'ina Makbed Ella Al HaAchas. The first Mandamar says it's V'Shamar B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, which is Mashma, says the Gemara, which is Mashma one Shabbos as many Shabbosos as there are. The other one says Es Shabbosay Say Tishmaru are Makbed on each and every Shabbos. The Gemara says no, maybe you could learn it the other way. V'Shamar B'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos is mashma that for each and every Shabbos you have a different shmira, and the other one is Shabbos. All of them together, you're chayav just one. So basically, again, like we said, and now, so okay, fine. So you have a pasuk that tells us this way, a pasuk that tells us that way. The Chachamim decided what goes where. All right, we'll stop over here.